Let's keep our Bibles open to Psalm 66. And our text is found in verse 18 to 20. Psalm 66, in verse 18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. But verily God hath heard me, he hath attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, which hath not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Are there times when you feel like your prayers are not getting through? Are there times, you know, you feel that your prayers just hit the ceiling and it goes no further? Is God hearing my prayers or not? Have my prayers entered into the throne of grace? And sometimes we feel that our prayers have not. And why is it so? Many a time we feel that God is very far away from us and very distant from us because we are not right with Him. There is sin in our heart. And when we do not present ourselves to the Lord with clean hands and pure hearts, the Lord will not hear us. The Lord will not receive us. The Lord will not accept us until we get right with Him and reorder our lives that we may be a holy people. And if we are holy in our heart, then we will see God. Then we can appear before Him and pray to Him, and He will hear and answer our prayers. So tonight we need to examine ourselves. Are we right with God? Is there sin in our heart? So Psalm 66 verse 18 tells us, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And who are the people who have sin in the heart? Basically, there are two types of people who have sin in their hearts. Firstly, we have the unbeliever. The unbeliever most definitely has sin in his heart. The Bible tells us, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Every one of us born into this world are born in sin. Right at the time when we were conceived in our mother's womb, sin already exists within us. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We are sinners. Very first moment we existed. The unbeliever has sin in his heart. And if God would show us an x-ray of our heart, what it is like, we will see how far removed we are from Him, how unworthy we are of Him, even to appear before Him and to speak to Him, to have fellowship with Him. We are totally unworthy. We deserve to be condemned, judged, and punished by Him. Is there such an x-ray of the heart in the scriptures? What is our heart like? If you turn to Romans chapter 3, it reveals to us how sinful we are, how utterly depraved and corrupted we are. And here in Romans chapter 3, verse 10, we read, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. They are all gone out of the way. They are together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre. With their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of ass is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's what we are. Is anyone here an unbeliever? Is anyone here still outside the kingdom of God? Is there anyone here who still does not know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior? Dear friend, you are an unbeliever. And as an unbeliever, you stand condemned before God, because this is the very condition of your heart. Utterly filled with dirt and filth and sinfulness and corruption, it is totally depraved, hopeless and helpless. And such a heart will only see condemnation on the day of judgment, when God sits on his great white throne, and when the books are opened, and your name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life. There is only one place you will go to, and that is the lake of fire, to be eternally tormented forever. A most terrible place, because our sin is most terrible. For we have sinned against the thrice holy God, the eternal God. And such an enormous sin must receive an equally eternal punishment. Please realize, dear friend, what a great sinner you are outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we all stand condemned under the law. The Ten Commandments, we have broken every one of them, from the first to the last. We have not loved God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We have failed miserably at every point. There's sin in our heart. How can God hear us? God cannot hear us. God cannot condone nor tolerate sin. God cannot hear the prayer of an unbeliever. However, does that mean that there is no more hope for the unbeliever? There is no help for him? There is no salvation? But yes, there is. This is the good news. For God has shown grace, and by his great love has sent his only begotten Son to save sinners from their sin. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So there is hope. There is this free offer of the gospel, this good news that God is offering to you, that you can now come to him. God will not hear the prayer of the unbeliever. Say this prayer: Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. This is the only prayer God will hear from you, O sinner. You who still do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. You who are still in the depths of your sin. You who worship yourself. You say, I don't need to believe on anyone. I only believe in myself. You who say, there is no God, I am God. If you will humble yourself, and with great contrition of heart, will cry out to God and say, Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner, then the Lord will open his ears and hear your cry and save you from your sin.
Will you not do this evening, dear friend?
God loves you. And Jesus has died for your sin, shedding His precious blood on the cross. The wages of sin is death. And that penalty was borne by our Savior on the cross, by the Lord Jesus Christ. He was made a curse for us. He paid the price. He suffered and died for you and for me. And He must shed His blood, because without the shedding of blood there is no remission. And it is the blood of Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sin. God will not hear the prayer of the sinner who regards iniquity in his heart. Your sins must be forgiven. Your heart must be cleansed. And it is only the blood of Christ that can cleanse you and transform you from a sinner to a saint. And Jesus not only died on the cross, He was buried, and on the third day rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. There's power in the death and burial and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, power in the gospel to break you, to deliver you from your sin, so that you might be reconciled to God and make peace with Him, believing in Him, justified by faith. And when you become a child of God, your sins are forgiven. You are clothed with the righteousness of Christ. Then God does not see you as a sinner, but as a saint. He sees the righteousness of Christ that is clothed upon you by Him. And for the sake of Christ, will receive you and hear your prayer and answer your prayer. Will you not believe? Our position before God must change. Our condition before God must change. We must no longer remain a sinner, lost in our sin. We must be a saint, a child of God. We must not be an enemy. We must become a friend of God. Then the Lord will receive us and hear our prayers. We must be a child of God. We must be born again, born into His family. Then we will have direct access into the throne of grace. And then He will hear our prayers. You know, just like my children, they can come to me anytime to ask for what they need, 24 hours a day. But those who are strangers, those who are not part of the family, they cannot just come to me anytime to ask for anything. We don't have that access. If we are strangers and not part of God's family, we are not His children, we are His enemy. Oh, we cannot have this kind of easy, direct access to God, to pray to Him and expect Him to answer our prayers. We must become His children. Then we have very, very easy access to Him. Just like our children, they can come to us anytime. Ba, Mom, can I have this? Can I have that? Can I talk to you? I have this problem. Please help me. Hear me out. It's very easy. And surely, every loving parent will hear his child when they cry, right, to them. And this is the way also with God. Are you an unbeliever? There is sin in your heart. And sin will condemn you and cut you away from God. But if you will confess your sin, repent of your way, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and cry out to Him, Lord, have mercy on me. Be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me. He will save you. He will save you right now. And then you will have direct access to Him
and He will hear your prayers.
Who else has sin in the heart? Not just the unbeliever. Even the believer has sin in the heart. Yes, we may be children of God. We have become saints. That is true. But while we are still here on earth, the sinful nature remains within us. We still struggle with sin in our lives. With only one difference. The difference is that we have the Holy Spirit indwelling within us as well. When we were unbelievers, no Holy Spirit. Now as a believer, we have the Holy Spirit dwelling within us. When we were an unbeliever, as unbelievers, we have no strength, no capability whatsoever to overcome sin, to obey and do the law. No strength whatsoever. We have been totally given over to sin, addicted to sin, chained by sin, no way out. And we can use our own human physical strength, whatever strength we have, emotional, mental strength, to overcome sin. We always fail, we always fall. No strength within us at all. But now as a believer, as a child of God, with the Holy Spirit indwelling within us, we find the strength. Although the sinful nature is there, the sin principle is still within us. But there's a difference. We find ourselves having the strength, the capability to overcome sin, to live a victorious life. If we walk in the Spirit and not after the flesh, if we are filled with the Spirit and are controlled by the Word of God, then we will live a successful and victorious Christian life, and the Lord hears our prayers. But the sin nature is still within us. We struggle with sin daily. It's a Christian struggle that Paul describes in Romans chapter 7, verse 14 and onwards. The things I do not want to do, I do. The things that I desire, I delight to do, I do not do. Woe is me. But thanks be to God, we have salvation and victory in Christ. When we yield to the Holy Spirit and we walk in the Holy Spirit. And then by and by day, stage by step, the Lord will change us, transform us, and make us more and more like Him. If only we will have a desire for Him. If only we will delight in Him. If only we will work hard and cooperate with the Spirit to live a sanctified life. That we will rid ourselves from all worldliness and materialism and all kinds of idolatry and immorality. There are times when we fail to do this. And then we quench the Spirit. We grieve the Holy Spirit. And then we find ourselves, our prayer life, so in trouble. It doesn't seem like the Lord is hearing my prayer and even answering me. And so here the psalmist tells us, if we regard iniquity in our hearts, the Lord will not hear us. Now here the word regard, if I regard iniquity in my heart. The word regard here in the original literally means to see, to look adoringly. If we look at sin adoringly, if we look at sin and we love sin and delight in sin, we cherish sin, we treasure sin. We look at sin with a high esteem, with a high regard. Then the Lord will not hear our prayer.
If we think well of sin, and we regard iniquity in our heart in this way, we think well of sin, don't expect our prayers to be heard by God. We must have an absolute hatred for sin. If we want the Lord to hear our prayers, if we regard iniquity, what is this iniquity? Iniquity is addiction to sin. It is idolatry. We're not just talking about religious idolatry, the worship of idols. We as believers may not worship idols in the actual sense of bowing to graven images, praying to them. But many a time we are idolaters in a spiritual way. We commit spiritual adultery when we worship the world and the things of the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life. And we become addicted to certain sins. And we refuse to confess and repent of our way. And then we cherish these sins. We take a delight in them. We treasure them. We look forward to doing them. And when we have such a regard for iniquity in our heart, we cherish such sins in our lives. Yes, we have committed adultery. And Singaporeans are materialistic sort. Materialism is the god of Singapore. The love of money. And we are addicted to money, to pursue the riches of the world and of this life, neglecting God, forsaking His ways. To be rich, I must follow the ways of the world. Since people can get rich by corruption, let me also be a little bit corrupt. Since everyone is doing it anyway, let me do it also. To make a fast buck, to get rich quick. Do we do that? Do we cherish the ways of the world in our lives? And then we expect God to bless us? To hear our prayers, Lord, bless me in my business. But then we do under the table business and expect the Lord to hear our prayers, Lord, bless my business. Bless my work. When we, in the first place, have not obeyed His commandments in the way we work, in the way we live. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. And is there anything in our lives that has kept us away from our God? Is there anything in our life that has caused us to lose our love for Him? And we love such a thing more than the Lord Himself. We have to search our hearts. If I look upon sin adoringly, if I cherish and treasure sin and think well of sin in my heart, and please don't think that, oh, as long as I don't commit sin, God will hear my prayer. It's not just the external act of sin, but the psalmist tells us, when we sin in our heart, we may not have committed a sin, but we have already sinned in our heart. The Lord will not hear us. If I regard iniquity in my heart, some people think that, oh, I'm pretty good, I'm pretty holy. I'm a good Christian because, outwardly,
I go through the motions. I come to church. I attend Bible study. I attend FEBC night classes even.
Right?
I have a show of spirituality. And we think we are all right with God. I pay, I give my tithes. I sing my hymns. I do what is externally required. But how about our heart? No one knows. God knows. We would know ourselves what kind of people we are, what kind of believer I am. And we must search our hearts. Is there sin in my heart? Because if we live a hypocritical life, if we have a heart of hypocrisy, if I regard iniquity in my heart, and this heart is a hypocritical heart, God will not hear me. Just like the Pharisees. The Pharisees were a religious sort, full of external spirituality. How do they pray? Now, you turn to Mark 7, verse 6. There's an illustration here. And here the Lord Jesus himself said, commenting on the Pharisees and the scribes. And Jesus said unto them, well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain do they worship God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. My worship of Him will be in vain. Please, let us not have such a pharisaical heart. Because if we have a pharisaical heart, the Lord will not hear us. And likewise, Job tells us, turn to Job 27. Job 27, verse 8 and 9, says here, let mine enemy be as the wicked, and he that rises up against me as the unrighteous, for what is the hope of the hypocrite? That's a rhetorical question. Though he had gained when God taketh away his soul, yes, no hope whatsoever. God will not hear the prayer of the hypocrite, but will judge. Will God hear his cry when trouble cometh upon him? Of course not. If I regard iniquity in my heart, and this heart is a hypocritical heart, God will not hear. So, dear friends, whether you're an unbeliever or a believer, you have sin in your heart, the Lord will not hear your prayer, or my prayer. If you're an unbeliever, if you want God to hear your prayers, make this very first prayer. Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Save me from my sins. I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And I take Him as my Lord and my Savior, for He has died for my sins, rose from the dead. I trust in no one else but Thee. And then, all your prayers, as a believer, living a sanctified life, with a desire, with a heart desiring for God, and delighting in His Word and His law, and you press on and you persevere in your struggle against temptation, against sin and error, depending on the Lord for His strength, walking the Spirit, the Lord will hear your prayer all the time. And will help you in time of need. And even grant you the desires of your heart.
You know, the opposite verse of Psalm 66, verse 18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. What is the opposite verse? Well, you turn to Psalm 37, verse 4. Psalm 37, verse 4 is the positive. Psalm 66 is the negative. Psalm 37, verse 4 is the positive. It says here, delight thyself also in the Lord. Have a desire for the Lord. Pursue His holiness. Have a great desire to commune with Him and have fellowship with Him, to worship Him, to glorify His name. Have a great delight. Take a great delight in His Word, not only to study, but also to apply, obey His Word. And when you have such a delight in your heart for the Lord, and you have such a desire for Him, it says here, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee, He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. He will hear your prayers. And even those prayers, the things that you need and you have not uttered and asked for, He knows how to bless you and give to you, that you might prosper spiritually and grow even more in your spiritual life. He will bless you with His peace and His joy in the midst of a troubled world full of sin and misery. He will bless you with His peace that passes all understanding and grant you His grace to carry you through day by day, and you will live a victorious and successful Christian life. And you find God to be very near you. You find Him hearing your prayers, answering your prayers. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. But if we regard iniquity in our heart, the Lord will not hear us. May the Lord help us. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, please help us, we pray, in our struggle against sin in our lives. We pray we might be victorious in Christ, our hope of glory. Help us, O Lord, to persevere in our faith, for the just shall live by faith. And we pray, O Lord, that You would teach us never to faint, but always to pray, to seek Thee. We thank Thee that we have a great High Priest in heaven who is able to feel for us and with us, knowing our very needs, and He knows how to help us in time of need. So, Lord, cleanse us from our sins. Help us to hate iniquity and to love Thy law, who have a great desire for the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and a great delight for His words, His commandments, His precepts, His statutes, His promises, everything that is in Thy word. Help us, Lord, we pray. Bless the people here. And we pray that those that are lost will find salvation tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.